High school is stressful. There's no doubt about that. But where's the stress actually coming from? Academics, sports, friends? What about parents? We're your hosts, Emily and Anisha, and this week on TitanCast, we're diving into the topic, pressure from parents both in and out of school.
Okay, so we all know that parents can be stressful.
Yeah,
you know, both in school, out of school, there's a lot of pressure put on kids. So I feel like we should start off by saying, like, kind of the pressures, like, we feel from our parents. So I know for me personally, my parents, I have a single mom, and she doesn't put a whole lot of pressure on me, like, in school. You know, it's like the normal, get good grades, don't make bad choices, all that kind of stuff. But she's not micromanaging me in school. I don't know. How is that like for you?
Personally, my parents, they're more just the try your best type. They want me to do well and they want me to have good grades, but if I get a B, they don't stress out that much. They just say, it's okay, try better next time or try harder next time. So I don't really have that much pressure put on me either. Just kind of like the general, you know, do well, make good choices.
Yeah, and I know for us, like, we personally don't have a whole lot of pressure in school, but I know that there are a lot of people who do. I'm surrounded by friends all the time who, like, I feel like every other word that comes out of their mouth is, So I have friends who I feel like every other word that comes out of their mouth is, I'm so stressed, or my parents are making me do this, or, you know, my parents are going to kill me if I get a B in this class. And, you know, personally, that, like, stresses me out hearing them talk about it. I'm like, geez, how do you even cope with that amount of stress? Like, school's stressful by itself, and then to go home and just get bombarded by more stress, I mean, I feel like that's kind of a lot to deal with. Especially when there's so much other stuff that's going on. Like we said earlier, like academics and sports, clubs, friendships, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that when it comes to, like, parents putting pressure on you, it makes you go through with a lot of things that you don't want to do, like taking a specific class that you never really wanted to take, but, you know, they wanted you to take it, or not having as much, like, freedom as you would prefer. Whenever it comes to choosing your classes and or what clubs you do, you know?
Yeah, I totally see that. I know for a lot of things, like, I'm taking AP Environmental Science right now, and there's a lot of people in that class, and I talk to them, and the only reason they're really in that class is because they didn't want to take AP Physics, but they still wanted another science credit. So, I don't know, I feel like when there's a lot of pressure on parents to take a certain amount of AP classes every year or to make a certain grade, it kind of alters, like, what you want to take. Because I know I'm in environmental science because I love the environment. I want to learn about it, and that's what I want to do with my life eventually. And so, I don't know, it's just weird being in a class where not everyone shares that same kind of, like, enthusiasm, and they're just taking the class because they feel like they have to. And I feel like that's a big thing, is when you have so much pressure on kids that they kind of, like, lose the ability to make their own decisions and, like, kind of, like, make the decisions they want to make. I feel like a big part of high school is being independent. But when there's so much pressure on students both in and out of school, because pressure from parents can happen outside of school as well, but when there's so much pressure in every aspect of your life, you feel like you can't mess up. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. I mean, we come to school, I feel like a lot of people come to school expecting to know everything. But you don't come to school to know everything. You come to school to learn things. But when there's so much pressure on you to do well, to get A's, to be the smartest one in the class, you feel like you can't mess up. And that's not a great thing. You have to mess up. You have to stumble. You have to, like, not be the best in order to grow and to learn things. So when there's a lot of pressure on kids, I feel like they can't have that same kind of, like, experience of growing and learning in school, because they're like, oh no, I don't know this information, like, when it's first presented, so they stress out about it, where they don't look at it as an opportunity to grow and learn. I don't know, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah, no, I'm totally there with you. You need to make mistakes in order to learn, you know? And everybody, the kids that I know that are taking higher level classes and APs and all that, they all normally go into the course, you know, already having done stuff over the summer and already knowing a lot of the coursework so that it's, like, not as difficult for them and stuff. But, you know, we do come to school to learn, but I mean, now it's more of just like, you know, let me memorize this for the test so that mom and dad will be happy, so that, you know, I'll get that GPA boost, so that I'll have good grades, so I'll get into college, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, right now I'm taking 6 AP / pre-AP classes. I think that the only reason I'm taking them is from, not pressure from my parents really, but like just pressure from school and like my friends to, you know, do well and, you know, be in advanced classes, you know?
Yeah, I definitely feel that. And I feel like pressure from parents can fall into 2 big categories. And I want to hear what you think about this as well. Mm-hmm. And those 2 big categories are direct stress and kind of indirect stress, or direct pressure and indirect pressure. So when parents are directly telling you, like, you need to make this grade, you need to take this many APs, you need to do this, 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 and this so you can go to college, whatever, that's very direct. And that's, in my opinion, a little easier to deal with. Because when you have someone telling you exactly what you need to be doing, even if it's not what you want to be doing, you can at least process it and handle it a little bit more. But I feel like something that you were talking about, especially with, you feel like you have to do something because your friends are doing it, because the school expects it of you, because your parents expect it of you, that falls under kind of indirect pressure. And I feel like, in my opinion, that is a whole lot worse. Indirect pressure is not that great because, let's see, where am I trying to go with this? Okay. So indirect pressure, it's, you know, no one's telling you that you have to take this many classes or that you have to make this grade, but you feel like you have to do it because it's what's expected of you. I know my mom doesn't tell me you have to make this certain grade, but I feel like if I don't make A's and B's or like A's and high B's, I feel like I'm letting someone down or that I'm gonna like not be meeting these expectations. So it stresses me out. Even though my mom is not directly telling me you need to do this, this, and this, I still feel that kind of pressure from her. And that's a lot harder to deal with because you can't directly go to your parents and be like, you are stressing me out, because your parents are going to be like, what are you talking about? I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indirect stress or pressure is way worse than direct pressure. And well, personally, obviously, like, my parents don't really push much on me, but I have a lot of family friends, and, you know, all of them somehow have a 6.0 GPA, and all of them are getting into Stanford and stuff. And so my parents, I don't think that they do it consciously, but they sometimes compare me to them, and I feel like I have to I have like these expectations that I need to live up to, and it's really stressful. And my parents, they don't know that they're doing it, and it's definitely not their intention. But yeah, and you know, you can't really go up to them and say you're stressing me out or ask them to stop stressing you out, because they're not really doing much, you know.
Yeah, I think that it's never a parent's intention to stress out their kids. I don't think a parent, like, be like, ah, when, like, Bob comes home, I'm gonna stress him out about that chemistry test. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever a parent's intention to do that. However, I think that it does happen, especially because parents will see either siblings or other relatives that are doing well, or even your friends that are doing well, and realize that, oh, maybe my kid's not doing as well, so I should, you know, push them a little bit. And I think they have good intentions behind it, but I feel like sometimes it can come off a little overbearing.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that mostly parents, they know you the best out of anybody, and they want the best for you, and sometimes they just come off very overbearing and put a lot of pressure on you, and they just want you to do better. Sometimes, you know, they go a little bit overboard, but at the end of the day, they're your parents, and they just want you to do well, and they want you to succeed.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely true, but that still doesn't kind of, like, take away from the fact that so many kids are stressed out. And it's kind of becoming, like, an epidemic. Like, before, I feel like when you watch high school movies, like, there's, you know, like, the glamorized version where there's, like, everyone's having fun and partying, and then there's only, like, the really nerdy people who are super stressed out about grades. But I feel like it's now something that's affecting everyone, like, from athletes to, like, drama kids to just normal students to people on, like, the student body government, things like that. Everyone is getting stressed out. And I feel like a lot of that does come from the parents, because I know last year we took a stress survey, and I wanted to pull up one of the statistics from it, that About 60% of students that we surveyed said that most of their stress comes from their home life, comes from parent pressure, comes from just family stresses and things like that. That's a big number, especially when we spend most of our time nowadays, like, in school. Like, if you look at it proportionally to where we spend our time, like, school eats up a big portion of it. So when we're stressed out, like, for the solid 8 hours we're here because we're going from class to class, learning new material, getting ready for tests, and then we go home and then we get even more stressed out because our parents are putting pressure on us, or, you know, even if they're directly or indirectly doing it, it's just, it's going to take a toll on you. I think it takes a toll on everyone.
Yeah, it does, for sure.
So I know for me, how it takes a toll on me is I know sometimes I get just, like, dead. Like, I get stressed, and then I don't want to do anything. I tend to lash out at people, and I just get, like, in my own head sometimes. And, you know, I need a break. So I'm thankful enough that I have a schedule that allows me to take a break, whether I go camping for the weekend or just, you know, sleep on Sunday and just not do anything. However, I know that's not the case for a lot of people. Finding ways to cope with stress and pressure from parents is at times kind of difficult.
Yeah, and it's so important too. Because I know people that obviously they go to school Monday through Friday, and then before or after school they have some sort of practice for like football or band or whatever. And then, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays they have stuff for church and you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you know. And I think that it's really important for us to find breaks where we can just de-stress. And I think that with stress nowadays, whether it comes from, like, parents or society or anything, we hide our stresses a lot. And we don't really just allow ourselves to, you know, de-stress and be free of it. We, like, cope it up, I think, a lot. And with a lot of people I know, you can't really tell that they're stressed. But, you know, obviously they are underneath. And we should talk more about it.
So do you think parents are doing anything to help with that stress level? So we talked about them kind of being a cause of stress. But do you think parents are doing anything to, like, abate the stress?
I don't think that they're aware enough of it. Because if you think about it, most of our parents, they were teenagers in, like, the 90s and the 80s and stuff. And now stress levels are just way higher. Because, I mean, I don't know if this statistic is true, but I read somewhere that, like, the stress level of teenagers right now is the same as, like, mental asylum patients in the 1950s. And that's, like, astonishing, you know? We're so stressed out now. And I wouldn't say, like, it was, like, rainbows and unicorns when our parents were younger, but now we obviously have so much more pressure with, like, the media and, I don't know, schools becoming more connected. And parents just need to be more aware of how we're stressed and how stressed we are.
Yeah, I feel like there's a big problem with parents not being aware and not being observant. And, you know, sometimes it's not to the fault of the parents. Sometimes it's kids bottling up or not trying to let their parents know that this is really bothering them, because they feel like if they do, that it's just going to add more pressure or more stress on them, or more pressure and stress on the parents. They feel like, oh, this is my problem that I'm stressed out. But really it's not. When someone's stressed out, or when someone is just, like, have so much pressure on them that they feel like they can't cope, it's kind of a whole family problem where it needs to be looked at, like, as a whole family. And I'm trying to figure out how I want to say this. Okay. So when kids are stressed out or have so much pressure on them that they can't cope, it's not just the individual's problem. It's a problem that needs to be looked at, like, as a whole, whether it be as a family unit or as a school or as things like that. Because, like we said, stress is not isolated to one person. You will never take, like, a population, like, say we took all of the senior class, you will never find, like, isolated cases of stress. Everyone has stress no matter what it is in their life. And I feel like if we continue to do nothing about it, and if parents continue to do nothing about it, then it can't get any better. That the pressure from parents can't go down, that the stress levels can't go down, that they're either going to stabilize and kind of remain at the same kind of, like, very high level of stress that is taking a toll on lots of people, or it's going to increase and take an even bigger toll and just not be great. We spend a lot of time at school, so I feel like it shouldn't be a place where we, you know, dread coming because we are so stressed out. Like, I have a stat test, I have a chemistry test, I have an English essay to write. So many things that are happening like every day, but I feel like it just gets magnified when parents start to put a lot of pressure on kids to take all those higher level classes.
And I agree with you with the whole like how stress kind of affects everybody, because personally, whenever I'm stressed out, I tend to just stay in my room and like keep it all bottled up, and whenever I do try to release it, I just end up lashing out at my parents, and afterwards I feel terrible because, you know, I'm angry, they're angry, and it's just a bad situation. It affects everybody, and we should, you know, work for that not to happen. And I mean, that's a personal thing for me. I should probably learn better ways to deal with my stress, but like, I know parents and kids, we all need to work with you know, dealing with stress together.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. And even when you said it, like, you know, it's like kind of a my problem, it's really not just a your problem, because when you're stressed out, like, there's causes behind all of it that just goes beyond like the assignments in school. We can all handle the assignments that are given to us in school because people have done it before us, but where the problem really starts is when parents try to put more stress than necessary on things. And I'm not saying that parents just need to be like totally carefree and not care about how their kids are doing in school. But they need to realize that we are stressed out about it, and that them putting a lot of pressure on us to take more AP classes than probably we can handle. I feel like everyone has a good idea of what they can personally handle, what they can personally do. But I feel like parents don't always have that same kind of perception of their kids, that they think that their kids can do more than what probably they're able to.
I think that some parents need to realize, not realize, but I think some parents don't really know what the limit is to how much you can handle, because I think that some just kind of assume that, yeah, you can handle being in five APs and, you know, drill team and orchestra and, you know, the whole shebang. But we just need, I think the parents need to like learn the limits, I guess, kind of, about how much we can take, because high school now is so stressful, and, you know, with parents putting pressure on you, that only makes it worse, because you feel pressure from, you know, school just itself, plus parents, plus everything else. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot to take in, and I feel like the problem is not just with the parents. Well, I feel like that's the whole point of what we're talking about today. I feel like a big problem is kids learning to advocate for themselves, especially with their parents. I know sometimes it's hard for kids to talk to their parents about, like, listen, I don't want to be in five AP classes, or I don't want to take drill, like, do drill team and orchestra and be a student ambassador, or what other crazy organizations you're in, because I feel like students sometimes feel like it's what's expected of them, so they're uncomfortable talking about it. So I feel like if we're asking parents to make a change to how they're putting pressure on students, I feel like we also have to like take into account that students need to make a change too. They need to advocate for themselves, and really how they learn to do that is by watching their parents do it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that a lot of students don't really know how to talk to their parents and say, well, they know how to talk to their parents, but they don't know how to say, Mom, I don't want to be taking all of these AP classes. I don't want to be in all of these clubs, you know, and they just kind of go with it because that's what makes their parents happy. But if we all want to de-stress together, we need to be open to conversation about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's a big part of it, is having that conversation. And even if it's not, I don't want to be in five AP classes, maybe it's just saying, hey, I'm stressed and I don't know what to do about it. And going to your parent and saying that, I feel like it would just open up that conversation where your parent can really talk to you about it. Or, you know, I don't know what every home situation is like, but ideally they would talk to you about it and, you know, maybe help you through that kind of stress that you're feeling.
Yeah, if you come to them, they're definitely going to help you. It's not like they're going to turn you away.
Yeah.
So it couldn't hurt to try.
Every parent has the intention to do the absolute best for their kid.
Yeah. Of course, your parents just want the best for you. Sometimes it comes off differently than they want it to. But I think that in the end, no matter how much stress they put on you, they still have good intentions. You just need to work your way to making to What am I trying to, okay, you just need to like work your way through all the stress and all the pressure.
We hope you're enjoying our first episode of our podcast, but while we're taking a little break, go to sentinnews.com to check out our monthly writing contest for your chance to get featured on our website. We update prompts and winners every month. Parents have really good intentions for us, right? No parent goes out with the intention to do harm to their kids. But like we were saying earlier, stress doesn't exist like just in schools. If it did, then I feel like that'd be an awesome world where you just had to be stressed in school and then you got to go spend the rest of your day not stressed. So there's definitely stresses outside of school. Those stresses, with any kind of stress, comes pressure from parents.
Yeah, typical. So I think that outside of school, there's still, I wouldn't say as much pressure as inside of school, but they still want you to, you know, do things a certain way and stuff. Like, for example, maybe they want you to be like a leader at church or synagogue, mosque, whatever it is. You know, they want you to be a good Samaritan for the community. They want you to volunteer a lot. They want you to, you know, have a lot of talent. You know, maybe they want you to go into the medicine field, and maybe they want you to get an internship with a doctor or something. You know, you still feel stress outside of school, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And all those things are super true, that I feel like there's sometimes a lot of pressure on kids to be a good Samaritan, volunteer, all that kind of stuff, or get a job to help with the family, things like that. There's just a lot of pressure that kind of goes into, I feel like there's a lot of pressure that goes into just adding to the stress of the student and the pressure that parents put on them. But I know for me, it's not all, like, I'm not super stressed out all the time. I know I'm a senior and I can't drive. I have my permit. I've had my permit for about a year, but I can't drive. And, you know, sometimes I wish I had a little bit more pressure from my mom to get me to drive a little bit more, to practice that parallel parking, all that kind of stuff. But I don't have that pressure, like, outside of school sometimes. Like, sure, with volunteering, or I'm part of Scout, so I have pressure to be, like, a good Scout, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there are definitely areas where I wish I had just a little bit more pressure, because pressure is not a bad thing. I feel like when we talk about it, we typically put a negative light on it, where it's like, pressure is the worst thing ever. It's not always the worst thing ever. We need pressure because when you have expectations, you're more likely to meet them. If a parent communicates, like, I expect you to do this, then, you know, you expect it of yourself as well. So, and I feel like when we don't have that kind of pressure sometime, especially, like with a little bit more, like, mundane things, like driving, then, like, we're less likely to get it done, hence me having a permit for over a year.
Yeah, with what you said about having expectations, I think that with kids and stuff, the more expectations you put on them, and I don't know, criticism isn't always bad, because, you know, the higher the expectations are, the more likely you are to meet them. And, I mean, I'm kind of going back to school, the stress inside of school, but, I don't know, kids with, like, stricter parents and with higher expectations, they always tend to do better because they're challenged, and that works outside of school, too, you know? If your parents really want you to drive at 16 and get your license the day you turn 16, it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, but there's also a big pressure, like, kind of exchange with that. Like, your parents might have a really big expectation for you, but that also translates your parents might have a really big expectation. I can't get this sentence out. Your parents have a lot of expectations for you. And when those expectations are a little bit larger than life, it puts a lot of pressure on you, even if they're normal expectations, like to get good grades. Like, that still translates into pressure. You can't really have expectations without having pressure. That would just be like saying, I want to fly, and then nothing would happen because there's no pressure and just the expectation is to fly and nothing would happen. So while it is important to put pressure on kids, like, I feel like when there are too much expectations, it translates into too much pressure.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have too many expectations, but, you know, the bare minimum is just good, you know. Get, like, with what my parents put on me, I wish that they would put more pressure on me, just because, I don't know, it's kind of exhausting for me to put so much pressure on myself. You know, I'd kind of like it to be my, because the only person that puts direct pressure on me is myself. All the other pressure I feel is indirect. And while that is bad, like, I think that direct pressure is a little bit better. But whenever it's an internal thing, it's just kind of conflicting. And so I'd like a little bit more pressure. I don't get a lot of pressure outside of school either. And I think that that'd be really nice. Well, not really nice, but I'd prefer to get a little bit more, some more expectations for myself, just so that other people can hold me up to the standard that I hold myself up to, so that it can be like a direct exchange.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a big thing, because I've noticed that with myself as well. With less expectation and less pressure from my parents, I put a lot of expectations and a lot of pressure on myself, and sometimes those are larger than life expectations, and it's hard. And I think that goes along with, whenever you're putting pressure on yourself, I feel like that falls back into the category of indirect pressure, because that kind of direct pressure I feel like is someone else telling you, but indirect is your influence to put pressure on yourself by other factors. So I know when I put a lot of pressure on myself to get like a super awesome grade on this test, it's because I know that my mom would want me to get a good grade on this test so I could go to college and be successful and all that kind of stuff. So it all kind of trickles back down to the parent, because honestly, we learn a lot of things from our parents. And, you know, we've been observing them and like watching how they live their lives and basing our lives around them since the time we have been small. So when we put these expectations on ourselves, I feel like that falls back under the indirect kind of category of pressure, where we're basing the pressure we put on ourselves based on the pressure that we've seen our parents put on themselves, or pressure that parents have put on us.
Yeah, no, I totally see your point there. I agree with you.
Geez, parents can be stressful, but the conversation does not stop here. Let us know what you think on Twitter or in the comments. Titan Cast will return October 12th for our homecoming special, where you will be able to hear the voices of Centennial alumni. Until then, if you've enjoyed our first podcast, check out our opinion pieces. Find those and more on centennews.com. Signing off, this is Emily
and Anisha.